We live in the atmosphere of a dynamic, magnetic star that interacts with the Earth, the solar system, and space beyond. My name is Troy Klein, and welcome to another Sun Earth Day podcast. I'm happy to report that the Sun Earth Day webcast for March 20th was a great success. It featured a variety of scientists who gave us a peek into what they do and the latest information on space weather. I also have to give a special thanks to the students from Wheeling, West Virginia's Challenger Center, who dazzled us with their enactment of a future space weather report as if it were being given from a future base on the moon. So what's next? Well, since this year's focus on space weather was so successful, we've decided to continue that focus into next year's theme as well. However, the name Living in the Atmosphere of the Sun will be changed to include an additional worldwide focus called... Well, wait, that's a surprise, so stay tuned. In the meantime, you'll continue to have full access to all of the current space weather materials and resources on the Sun Earth Day website. So here's what you can look forward to in the very near future. In just a few short weeks, the entire webcast from March 20th will be converted into video podcast clips. So as soon as they're ready to go, you'll receive a quick Sun Earth Day podcast alert from our audio engineer, Brian Stevenson. We'll also continue with our new descriptive audio tours called Audio Voyages. During each voyage, we'll take you to one of NASA's unique locations where we've included as much of the natural and ambient background sound as possible. Also in future podcasts, we'll explore how astronauts protect themselves from our sun's stormy effects and how they plan to protect themselves during extended missions to the Moon, Mars, and beyond. We're also preparing to include information directly from Sun Earth Day's Technology Through Time series, which is filled with essays and images about technologies that are both past and present. So get ready, because this edition will simply make you want to dig even deeper. And finally, we'll be producing a variety of Sun Earth Day stories from professional storytellers such as Jordan Hill. What an exciting way to honor our creative connection to our solar environment. We would like for you to also send us your stories. Don't forget to keep checking on the Sun Earth Day website for updates on Solar Week and Rock Our World. We are very interested in hearing your questions and comments about the Sun Earth Day podcast. So if you have something you'd like to say, just send an email to sunearthdaypodcast@mail630.gsfc.nasa.gov. That's sunearthdaypodcast@mail630.gsfc.nasa.gov. For all other details about the Sun Earth Day program, including information about past Sun Earth Day themes, be sure to visit our website at sunearthday.nasa.gov. While there, don't forget to register in order to receive your Sun Earth Day updates. Sun Earth Day is a program sponsored by the NASA Sun Earth Connection Education Forum at the Goddard Space Flight Center and at the UC Berkeley Space Sciences Laboratory.
This is Troy Klein signing off.